In 2010, Maryland was one of the first states to adopt the new Common Core standards, a set of educational goals and expectations designed to prepare students for higher education and the workplace. History Day is a national hands-on, research-based history competition produced in Maryland by the Maryland Humanities Council. Students spend on average 70 hours on their individual and group projects. Margaret Land, a former History Day teacher, now Associate Professor of Graduate Studies at Notre Dame of Maryland University, and volunteer History Day judge, provides her reflections on History Day, the Common Core, and critical thinking.
Education is in a reform process, trying to move students beyond simply consuming knowledge passively to learning how to evaluate and make meaningful contributions to that knowledge. The Common Core standards encourage educators to teach students to read, write, communicate, calculate, and think critically. As vital as these goals are, we often neglect to consider perhaps the most important component of critical thinking, the need to develop the ability to think and communicate with intellectual virtue. In fact, I would argue there's nothing more prized in academia, profession, or citizenship than the two dispositions of intellectual honesty and intellectual humility. Possessing these virtues will inspire students to think more deeply about issues and ideas in their pursuit of knowledge acquisition and creation. This, in turn, can help a student become an active and engaged citizen in a democracy and participate effectively in public discourse by supporting opinions with evidence and reason. Intellectual honesty goes far beyond making sure students don't cheat or plagiarize. It's about veracity and a devotion to seeking the truth even when it runs contrary to one's own self-interest. True historical thinkers are always seeking and communicating relevant facts and information so they and others can construct thoughtful and informed ideas, explanations, and solutions. Intellectual humility is having a consciousness of the limits of one's own knowledge and the desire to be self-reflective to avoid becoming egocentric and hypocritical in the pursuit of truth. True historical thinkers will hold themselves to the same standards they want others to achieve. Getting students to think like historians not only helps them with the ability to analyze, synthesize, and evaluate information, but students also have the opportunity to utilize intellectual virtues to enhance their quality of those thoughts. Students participating in History Day develop a working thesis and use their research and analytical skills to locate and evaluate evidence, closely read sources, and synthesize information to create logical reasoning to support claims that lead to a rational conclusion. Students understand that a thesis will likely evolve as they encounter and critically possess new information. History Day helps students write to argue, not persuade, because claims are based on the efficacy of evidence where opposing arguments and perspectives are addressed through disclosure and mitigation. As students garner more understanding in history and the humanities, they acquire a foundational knowledge that begets a cultural literacy that supports reading comprehension and critical thinking skills. As an educator, it inspires and empowers me to know that through History Day, I have the ability and a means to help students systematically cultivate excellence in thought.
Every year, History Day student scholars receive recognition in Annapolis for their accomplishments. View photos from their visits to the State House at facebook.com/Maryland History Day. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as history and foreign languages, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.